You can contact James live on the air several different ways. You can call by phone, toll-free in the United States and Canada at 888-863-2722. If you have Internet access, point your browser to www.feettofire.com. That's www.feet2fire.com. And check the left of the screen for the How to Participate text and click. You can then choose Direct Chat with James or join the official group chat room. You can send email to James at f2f@ipsmediaworks.net. And now, live from Chicago, here is the Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Arthur Yancic.
One of the cool things about doing this show is dealing with the synchronicities that come around from doing the show. And just a couple weeks ago, I mentioned this in the beginning of the show, I was talking with a listener who was chatting via the Skype system directly here, and he mentioned about this adjustment of right above the cranium in the top of the neck, which is supposed to do, among things, open up a spiritual channel. And I was reminded of Tammy Joy Kennedy, who was on here in April of 2005. I mentioned to him, he listened to the show, and last week he says, "Boy, you have to have her back on again." And I said, "Well, I should give her an email or a call. It's been a couple of years." And then a couple of days later, I get an email from her. Turns out she's going to be in Chicago at the Health Freedom Expo this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She's going to be speaking on Friday. I am going to try and go down there and hear her and also take this, I guess, controversial adjustment of the neck. And I asked her to be on to talk about it. And lo and behold, here she is, and welcome back to Feet to the Fire.
Hi, James.
Her website is nsirtech.com, and that's Nerve Signal Interference, is the NSI. She's an NSI specialist. So would you give us maybe a little overview, quick overview of what this is?
It's Nerve Signal Interference Removal, is NSIR, and then technology stands, or tech stands for technologies. I guess you could say it kind of broke away from chiropractic. They should have had this by now, and they didn't. And so my grandfather studied nerve signal interference, and he discovered how to remove it in a way that they weren't. And it's leveling the pelvis out underneath the spine and straightening the head on top of the spine, and it takes the stress off of the spine. And the spinal column and the spinal cord and the brain are your central nervous system. So if you take off all the stress of that junction, then healing takes place, consciousness opens, things happen, body works, you know.
Now, is it dangerous? I mean, you are able to do this, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, scientifically and morally, yes, I can and do. Is it dangerous? Not if a person is conscientious. The thing about the atlanto-occipital area, that area you're talking about where the head and the neck come in contact, is that the chiropractors are mishandling the joint, and yes, the mishandling of that joint is dangerous. But if the objective is right, your goals are set to what you need to have in mind, and you understand how the joint works and how it's shaped and what, you know, how to go about fixing it, no, it's not proven to be dangerous at all.
So anybody who would come down to this event afterwards and talk to you or see you, there's no danger for them because you are a trained expert in this area.
I'm a trained expert under the master, and I have the right goals. Now, I'm a human being still. I haven't ascended to, you know, above the human status yet. So humans make mistakes. It is possible for me to make a mistake, and actually I have, and it's very rare that I do, but I have made mistakes, and I still haven't hurt anybody. So.
Okay, I was to say the mistakes, though, weren't like paralyzation. It wasn't one of the mistakes.
No. They were just a little bit sore, and, you know, the results wasn't what we wanted. So I know enough to check on it right away. I don't just pop the joint and say, okay, go on, and assume it's right. I'll check on it immediately after I've made the attempt. And if it's right, you'll know, and I'll spend a little time with you to make sure that it's right. And if it's wrong, we'll know. You know, it's just that we don't get the results, basically.
Now, if people were to go back and listen to that archive, it's still available in April of 2005. I think it's the 17th, but if you look in that, you can see it. So rather than, you know, we only have another 20 minutes or so, rather than recap that. But this is being resisted by many places, and you are actually under legal orders of some type in Oklahoma to not do this procedure.
Right. That's correct. I've been told previously that the decision spanned the entire United States and kind of, you know, clipped my wings severely. But then I talked to another attorney recently, and he said, well, that attorney or that judge's opinion ends at the border, is what I was told. So it's an area that's very gray at this point in time, could be argued either way in the court. So I figured, I'm going to, you know, go with the latter opinion at this point in time. And there's no injunction on me outside of Oklahoma, to my knowledge, at, you know, right now.
Well, you are speaking at the Health Freedom Expo.
Right.
And if there was a problem, I'm sure they would be aware of it.
Yeah, they have to come after me.
So,
but if I'm helping people, you know, I don't personally see the reason why they'd do that, you know.
And I think it could be, again, I'm familiar with your last show. It is a question of protocol, and you're not in the chiropractic college areas, and they got to do it their way, and you're doing it your way, and people,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those political type things rather than you have this dangerous thing that they're trying to protect us from.
Right.
In reality, they should be going like, well, what is that now? You know, let's just check
right.
that out.
Right.
So one thing I'm interested in the technical of it is it's kind of fascinating to me to have a physical procedure that will enhance or open up a spiritual quality. I mean, that's kind of very interesting to me.
Yeah. I had an epiphany a little bit ago to share with you, I guess. You know, spirit tells me, he says, well, you know, you can eliminate pain and you can restore sensation to the body. So that, you know, in that I can restore sensation to the body, you know, does it seem like such a far stretch to be able to restore a channel to the higher powers? And I'm thinking, wow, that makes sense, you know. So that's just a...
Now, I know there's somebody out there listening who's thinking this, and what if this adjustment allows access by malignant spirits? I mean, what if this is like a back door into your soul or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to comment on that. I guess it's time to get to know yourself. And I like to, I'm a movie buff, and I like to refer to, I guess it's Storm's opinion to Wolverine. She says, at least I've chosen this side. You know, two sides, you go aside which side of the fence you're on. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, you know, because I myself was wondering, you know, well, am I the good guy, you know, or the bad guy? And I've chosen a side. So I know myself. I know my heart. And so if you know yourself and you feel comfortable with yourself, then, you know.
And I would imagine that is for the good side, which is for love and healing.
Right.
Not domination and manipulation.
Right. My ultimate goal is to actually see this available to every person free of charge in their own families and amongst friends. That's my ultimate goal. Of course, I don't know that it'll happen in my lifetime, but that's what I want to see. That's the future I can envision. That's what my projection is.
Well, there's a lot of things happening very quickly, so I wouldn't rule out anything actually at this point. So after you have this adjustment, people have their health is better. They have opened up spiritually, and but when you've done this, you haven't had anybody go bad. I mean, so that should answer your question of whether or not your hands are being used for bad things. I mean, you're not. I mean, maybe if someone has a spiritual awakening, they, because of their dark heart, may be taken advantage of by a dark spirit, but that's got nothing to do with this process.
Right, right. I'd say that's true.
And how long does it take to do this?
It takes longer to describe it, and because I'm very stringent about making sure that people understand the science of it. You know, people have a right to make their own decisions, and I have faith in people's ability to make their own choices. So I want them to know what it is. To actually do it, it takes about 20 seconds to put the pelvis in place and one quick jerk to put the head in place. But, you know, I got to position myself where I need to be, and I have to, of course, know which bone needs to move which direction. So the description of it and the analysis of it takes longer than the fixing of it.
Does it matter about the person's size, whether they're petite or gargantuan, fat or skinny? Does it matter?
Well, sometimes I do need to have a little assistance. I've worked on people as much as 300 pounds, though, and usually I need a little assistance. I am still just a woman. I have a big heart, though. I mean, I'm stubborn as hell, you know, and I have a, you know, I'm set on trying to make this work.
Are both head and pelvis needed for this? Is it optimal, or if is it one or the other work?
Well, if the pelvis is off, the sacrum is going to tilt. The sacrum is the wedge-shaped bone in between the big, you know, innominate or pelvis on the outside, you know, where the tailbone's at. So if the pelvis is tilted, you can imagine a house with its foundation off. The spinal column is going to shift, twist, curve, and compensate for that tilt, and it can actually cause the ilioneoccipital joint to misfunction. And same with the head on top, 10 to 15 pounds, if it's slightly out of place, again, the spinal compensate, it can cause, you know, a problem with the sacroiliac joint. So one can actually cause the other. So, yeah, you need to address them both.
Well, because I will definitely try to come down. I'm going to come down for your speaking and try to meet you afterwards. I do have things Friday, but it's early enough that it looks like God has got you to Chicago. I can kind of make it down there to see you.
Well, I figure I'll put you first up front, James, to get a hold of me.
Because I did mention before that if I could get to see you to have this done. And I'm just fascinated by the fact that this one listener brings this up. And then I'm triggered by remembering your show, which a couple years ago, he listens to it, says we should have you back on, and then here you are coming to Chicago.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he emailed you and then you emailed me.
Yeah.
To me, that's like I listen to those things. Those I'm not trying to be like a signs and wonders guy. Like I have to have signs in order to do things. But when the signs do show up, I listen to them.
Yeah, I've been saying for years, God is setting this up. I'm only the tool.
If you were to be approached by, say, naturopaths or chiropraths, if they came to you and said, teach me this, I mean, is this something that you could teach fairly easy, a couple of sessions? Would it take a big deal? I mean, how can this be implemented?
Well, my grandfather had a letter that I found on his word processor. He was encouraging about 2 to 3 weeks of hands-on, in-clinical, you know, healing sessions to get them familiar with it and good at it. And the thing about that is that, I guess, he discovered the problem in, or the greatest opposition to the reason why they can't get it is because they've already been taught wrong. They have to throw down their false teachings that they put $100,000 on the table to have, and that's kind of hard for them to do. So if they're going to hold to the old, they can't really catch on to the new. So the more willing they are to throw away the mistakes, the better they're going to be able to do what needs to be done. So it's really up to the individual. But I found anybody can put a pelvis in place, absolutely anybody. And all they have to do is know where to push and how hard.
How would you describe this? I mean, I have a person in the chat here is asking, would you be considered practicing borderline chiropractor or faith healer? I mean, or is this just another whole area of adjustment? I mean,
at this point in time, it's another whole area of adjustment because they never taught it. We gave them the chance to, and they refused. Now, if they want it, of course, they're going to have to pay for it. So if they do pay for it, then they can get in on it. But at this point in time, based on the political scene, I'd have to say that they'd be more of a chiropractor who was specialized in the nursing interference removal, you know, who set down the old chiropractic misconceptions.
Now, do you have some type of a school or a program that people can apply to learn this? Is there can you do this like in a videotape, or does it have to be in person? Or?
It's best in person. I wouldn't trust the videotape because, you know, you got to get your hand on the right location, and that's really a hands-on, you know, personal instructional effort that needs to be accomplished. That's really the only way I would trust it. With that, you know, like I said, anybody, I mean, like 2 weeks ago, my pelvis was out of place. I'd been helping a guy move stuff up into his attic and lifting and bending and twisting, and he didn't know anything about it, and I could feel it. It felt like somebody stabbed me in the pelvis. I said, hey, you're going to have to do something about this. He looked at it, and I told him where to push and how hard, and he fixed it right there, knowing nothing, but I was there to show him how to do it. So I don't know that, I mean, it depends on the individual, possibly long distance. But
do you have, is there a click or a crack or is there a pop or something?
Not always. We don't go for the audible. Chiropractics go for the audible.
Well,
you know?
it's a good seller to the past patient. I mean,
yeah.
I know my ex-wife, when I took her to getting some back work done, she had better results from a nephropath than a chiropractic.
Yeah. The perfect adjustment is actually does not have an audible. And like I said, we have to check on it right away. And then there's a squeeze test that we can do in the brachial plexus and a neurological test. And then, you know, get your sensations and check on it, you know, day after or whatever, in a best case scenario, you know, to let us know that we've done it right.
Now, is this something that needs to be readjusted? What am I... I don't know if the word is problem or not, but with chiropractic, as you go there and you get adjusted a million times, it's almost you're basically giving you a future income to this guy forever. Is this something that could stay for a while, or is it needs adjustment now and again?
Well, I'll give you a quick synopsis or story. I went to Mustang to see this veterinarian. We talked shop, and he has nothing to lose, and he's very impressed with what I've got. Anyway, I ended up working on one of his staff, and I finally got enough smarts to ask her, I said, how many adjustments have you taken under these chiropractors? She said she'd taken thousands of adjustments, like you're pointing out. Her pelvis was out of place. Her head was out of place. I put the pelvis in place, put the head in place, and didn't see her again. A month later, the report is that she doesn't need the chiropractor anymore, stopped going to him, and can do things that she hasn't been able to do in years, and she's no longer hurting. And previous to my attempt to help her, she was telling about how this chiropractor was wanting to take her down a notch, say, like from three visits a week to two visits a week. She said, I don't think I'm ready for it. And then after one move with me, she didn't need him at all. Now, that's a wonderful case. Not everybody's like that. It depends on how much damage, how old the person is, you know, how old the injury is. There's a lot of variables. You can actually have bone erode. It's on the condyles page. It'd be nsirtech.com/condyles. There's a picture of the lateral occipital joint there, and you can see an erosion of the bone. So if there is an erosion, you're going to have it heal. And as long as there is that erosion, you're going to have a tendency to have it slip again.
Ah, I see. So it's really a lot of factors. It's not just...
There's a lot of factors, yeah. A young person, they don't generally need any more help. If it's a new injury, they don't generally need any more help. But she was going to chiropractor for 2 years previously, and she said that her, I think all the way back in the 80s, she'd had a problem. And I was impressed, like, wow, well, thank you for letting me know. So in her case, you know, it worked one time.
Now, are you the only one that does this?
I am.
That I don't like that.
I don't either.
I want to get this around somehow, and I'm wondering if people will listen to the show. There's people of all types who listen to the show, everyone from paupers to princes and everything in between, that perhaps they might get in touch with you. I have... I don't know, maybe you want to give any contact info, emails or something at this point that they may get in touch with you?
Yeah, my email is Tamar, T-A-M-A-R, which is my biblical name, @nsirtech.com.
And if they go to the website, I'm sure there's some link they can use to
get a hold of you. I've got a contact page I put right up front. They can get a hold of me real easy. In fact, if you do a search for Tammy Kennedy, you'll find my resume probably right up front.
Yeah, I was poking around on the website of... And I did notice that you do show diagrams of these things. It's not like it's magic. I mean, it's kind of laid out there what the deal is.
Now, this is a physical art. And that's their true miracle, is that this knowledge is scientific. and powerful. And like I said, you take this, you're taking the stress off of the central nervous system. And central nervous system is designed to let the body heal itself.
Now, I was thinking, you know what, one of the things that I don't want to say the word doubt, it's interesting, is the fact that a physical adjustment could affect the spiritual. But I'm in the impression the time we're in right now is we're in a time where we're going to have this veil removed from our higher spiritual and our lower physical. And there very well could be physical things now are going to come into play, keys that are going to be brought up, and you may have this key.
But I think I do, yeah. At least one of them. One that's definitely needed.
All right, well, we have to go. That website, again, is nsirtech.com, and you will be at this expo in Chicago. For anybody who can be in Chicago, come on down to see it. Again, the website has the links to all this stuff, and I appreciate you spending the time, and I will see you on Friday.
Okay, James.
Thank you very
Looking
much.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Tammy Jo Kennedy, healthfreedomexpo.com, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello, how can I confuse the hell out of you with complex rate offers and rip you off for some more money?
Huh? I was calling to see how I could save money.
Get real. This is a corporation whose sole purpose is to make money on you, not save money for you.
Some phone companies bury their profits in complex savings plans. Others charge you flat rates for unlimited calls and then bank on you using less minutes, which ends up increasing your real price per minute cost. And if you use more minutes than they deem customary, you may be moved up to a higher rate. The solution is Invincible Phone Cards. From our website, you simply enter where you're calling from and where you're calling to. In seconds, there's a comprehensive, easy-to-read comparative chart empowering you to choose your real savings. You pay what you see, and you see what you save. In minutes after payments, you get your toll-free access and PIN numbers in your email. www.invphone.com. Invincible Phone Savings with Invincible Phone Cards. invphone.com.
Are you getting your greens? I'm James Othianchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio. Now you can have your greens and drink them too with Inner Food by Inner Health Botanicals. Inner Food is 70% organic and 100% natural without fillers and is a whole food product totally assimilated by the body. Inner Food is spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, spinach, alfalfa, barley, wheatgrass, rosehip, beetroots, and much more in real amounts. Not just a sprinkle to fill out an inflated but impotent list of ingredients. Just mix a tablespoon in your protein shake or in your favorite fruit juice and you are good to go and go and go. Other greens on the shelf typically weigh 300 grams and sell for between $35 and $70. Inner Food is a full 400 grams, 33% more, for $39.95 plus shipping. Simply go to our website, feedtofire.com, and click on any Inner Health Botanical.